Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe. And shortly, I'll be joined by my colleague, Zafia Basson. Welcome to the Business Platform. This is your favorite radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. And yeah, we are continuing where we are, particularly when it's coming to discussion of economic concern. And I think it's also a right moment to thank Dwight and also Hermut with the Home Run Program. And this is a platform where, particularly this time, at this point, where we talk about things of bread and butter issue and things of economic concern. So for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, we always like to make this qualification to say Business and Economic Segment is a platform which cut across everything attached to economic development, everything attached to things which are bringing bread and butter on the table. We talk about economic business discussions. We look at economic actors. We also focus more on policy analysis, particularly domestic policies, which are concerned with our finance. We look at international relations, decisions of politicians, which and how they are affecting our daily lives. And yeah, this is also a platform where we analyze, things which are related to SME development, because the aim of the program is to make sure that we drive the development agenda of Namibia. We also, coming up with, awaken those innovative thinking, innovative minds, those creative ideas, the new way of thinking and the new ways of doing things, particularly when it comes to development of the country, when it comes to finding better ways on how Namibian economy and infrastructure plus human development is also advanced. And like we are always doing, after every conversation that we bring about, we always make sure that we open the line for callers so that they can talk to us, they can engage us in the studio, because we are not the super experts in the game, but we are also not new. However, our aim here is to facilitate the program and also accommodate various thinkings about topics which are related to the economy, because you might be the one with a better way how we do things, because we don't necessarily need to agree on everything that we talk about. We don't necessarily need to agree, as long as we respect each other, as long as we argue our point, as long as we present the facts and also change the ways of thinking, that will be good for Namibia. Because it's not about you winning or me winning the debate, it's about us driving the developmental agenda. So before we go to the conversation of the day, like we are always doing, we always make sure that we advise our followers to follow us, to continue following us, and also those new to continue following us on all our social media platform. That is, of course, Eagle FM Namibia. You follow us on our social media platform. You follow us on X, that's former Twitter. You follow us on Instagram. You follow us on LinkedIn. You follow us on Facebook. Then you'll be up to date with all the economic insight. You'll be up to date with what's happening, particularly on the ground, that those things are affecting our bread and butter issue. And yeah, you can also download our e-paper. That is our economic paper, the Villager newspaper. Is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, like tomorrow is coming out, and also every Friday. You can download it with your phone and put it in your phone. Then you'll be able to read economic articles, economic stories, and also economic opportunities which are there, because we are saying for you to be a good citizen, you must be somebody who has economic insight. You must be somebody who understand business data, so that you can make your futuristic strategic economic decisions based on those data. And indeed, you are going to be a good citizen. So, and there are also those who ask, why Eagle FM, we are not hearing you where we are. Is your frequency out? Are you guys not operational? What is going on? So I'm just indicating or emphasizing to say we move to an app. The world is moving very fast. The world is, it's a world of digitization. It's a world of new ways of doing things. We move to an app. We have our Eagle FM app that you can use anywhere you are in the world. You can just download it like the way you download WhatsApp, Eagle FM Namibia, go to your Play Store. Then you download it, Eagle FM Eagle FM Namibia, Eagle FM app. When you download that Eagle FM app, you'll be able now to listen to the programs which are on air and also the previous programs that you missed, or maybe you wanted really to listen to them but you had other things to do of equal importance. You can still come back to the podcast and check which one you have missed, because the programs, previous programs, are documented. They are documented and they are well recorded. You'll be able to listen to them. It's actually beneficial to everybody because it's an open archive. So you'll be able to go in and listen to past, programs. And the last one before we go to the conversation of the day, the last one is, make sure that you download Imba app, because Imba app is the best app that you can use. It's simplification of a hymn book put in a soft copy, which you can access for free. Just download Imba app. You download Imba app. That is your hymn book. Whether you are an Oshiwambo speaker, a Hangano, you are an African speaker, your hymn book is there. You are Chirero or Maimburiro or Sirozi, and other local Namibian languages. You'll be able now to use that hymn book in a form, in a soft copy. And for those of you who attend various events, can be a wedding, can be a birthday, some attend baby showers. Don't attend that, but there are also those who attend. Some attend various even a funeral is part of life. You need to make sure that you have a hymn book. If you are not able to afford, or maybe you forgot it at home, or you are just coming from work, then you have to give your respect to somebody who passed on, or maybe it's a happy event, you just download Imba app, then you could be able now to make sure that you follow where others are at. Even a pastor nowadays, you can lead a congregation to say with Imba app hymn songs. So, dear listeners, we are going to a commercial break, then we can go straight to the conversation of today. And in the middle there, we are going to be joined also by our guest who is going to be introduced. However, let's go to a commercial break, then we can come straight to it.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto amina apidi kwa mavucha aziva. Mvele kisema app atolokasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferide mise kunani zencha kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe muvone maikuto amancha a Imba app mwikutwe kulibusie mba santo yengu yetuna mwikole sfera fama kepe marizo hola mina hamuvone Imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilingi kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali njira mlimu Zengwi, zefu mani hamasfera sesfa app ya Imba, ize tatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za Imba, va 081-2358-063, Kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana Imba kachenu. Mukona kuifumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with the business and economic segment. We are continuing with our business discussion with me, David Shombe. And like we are always saying, after every deep conversation, we always make sure that we open the line for those who can give their contribution. So the conversation for today is under the topic of the role of NGOs in national development, the roles of non-governmental organization in national development. And in every country, there is a state, there is a government which is in charge of running the state and its people. And you have the fourth state, such as media. And indeed, you have NGOs. These are non-governmental organizations. And there are various definitions of non-governmental organization. There are various definitions of non-governmental, you know, organizations. However, the simple definition of non-governmental organization is as it is defining itself, that is an organization which is not attached to, which is not attached to a government, is not a government agency, is also not for profit. The fundamental aim of establishing an NGO is hit under the impression that, or the aim of it is on the impression to say, is there to address social, economic, and also political challenges which citizens are finding themselves in need. One of the best example of an NGO, before you go to the best example of an NGO, it's very imperative to understand that the definition of an NGO, and according to World Economic Forum, NGO can operate from a very small sector within a section, within a constituency, within the region, in a country, and also at the regional level in terms of global relation, at the regional level, from, for example, at SADC level. And also an NGO can also be a global NGO or international NGOs. And one of the example, you know, one of the example that you can give of NGO is, you know, we have German institutions such as Friedrich Ebert Stiftung. You have Konrad Adenauer Stiftung. You have a lot of them, you know, international NGOs. However, you also have local NGOs, you know, in Namibia. And that is a focus for, that is a focus for today. How did this non-governmental organization contributed to the development of the country for the past 35 years? And interestingly, you know, government have been held accountable for a very long time. We have asked, particularly us from the media, a lot of critical questions to say, how is the government have been using their money? How is, for example, the implementation of Harambee Prosperity Plan, for example? How is the implementation of Harambee Prosperity Plan 1 and 2? How many resources were used, for example? That is, you know, us asking the government, holding the government accountable. Interestingly, NGO is also part of agencies which are holding the government accountable or assisting the government to achieve their main objectives. However, little or no discussions held to ask critical questions to say how is the operation of Namibia NGOs, particularly the local NGOs, how did they contribute to social, economic, and political development of Namibia? And there's a lot of things which are happening within non-governmental organizations, and we have received various complaints, particularly from politicians, to say these guys are pushing various agendas, some are getting external fundings, but that is not our interest today. That is not really our interest today. Our interest is to look at how did they contribute to the development and how we can assist them to contribute positively to the national development. And we also want to ask questions particularly regarding to the areas of, to say, many NGOs with interest or with vision and priorities which are in line with external donors, they get fundings. Do we have accountability in terms of fundings of NGOs? Because I remember in 2023, Namibia Financial Intelligence Center questioned or passed a resolution which want to look critically on what is happening between NGOs and external funders, the explanations of utilization of resources which NGOs are getting, because you find yourself in the situation where many NGOs have a lot of money, but the utilization, there's not really accountability, because there's not really accountability in terms of what they do with the money and how they are and how they operate. And I think for us to get this content very well, not to give speculation, I'll get into conversation with one of the person in that space of NGO, get into the conversation with our guest for today in a very short period of time, just to ask, particularly on in terms of what NGOs are doing in Namibia, how they are assisting the government, and how is the relationship between NGOs in Namibia? Because, you find yourself in a situation where even 10 NGOs doing the same thing, but they are not cooperating with one another. And you also find yourself in a situation where you have, more than three umbrellas of non-governmental organization. Maybe that is where also callers will come in also to clarify, to say, where is Namibia civil society organization? How is that space operating? And how can we assist to drive the Namibia development agenda together from media, state, private sector, and NGO. So we are going to go into the conversation with Simon Handura just in a short period of time. Then we can see how are they operating from that sector. Apart from us speculating, we are going to hear from the host mouth.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavuchaziva. Muvele kisema ep ato lokasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulibusi emba santo ye nguyetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamas fera sesifa app ya imba ize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kireke ya mina, si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Uh-huh.
We are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with business and economic segment. As I have indicated to you that today we are going to negotiate, to discuss, not actually negotiating, we are going to discuss about the contribution of NGO to national development. However, I got into the conversation with Simon Handula. Simon Handula is one of the operators within that sector of non-governmental organization, just to give us a brief on what's really happening within that sector, what is the contribution of NGO to national development, and also look at the challenges and also the relationship. Simon Adurang, good evening and welcome to Business and Economic Segment.
Yes, good evening, David. I'm very honored and privileged to get to connect with this very wonderful topic, especially on NGOs, one of the sectors that is overlooked but contributes so massively to national development. So I'm very honored and privileged to be here.
Yes, no, we are also happy to have you and also to hear from the host's mouth. Yeah, let us start with maybe in general, what is the role of NGO in national development, in shaping national developmental agenda, particularly in Namibia?
Okay, thank you very much for the question. NGO play several critical roles in national development, including advocacy and policy influence.
Yeah.
So NGOs engage in advocacy to influence public policy. They conduct research, risk awareness, and mobilize community to push for changes that align with the national national development goals.
Yeah.
Like people if there's a problem, and also service delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Many NGOs provide essential services such as education, healthcare, and disaster relief, particularly in unserviced areas. This helps fill the gaps left by government services.
Uh-huh.
And we also go to capacity building.
Mm-hmm.
They also to strengthen local communities by providing training and resources, enabling them to participate in development processes effectively and equally. So that already tells you that the most important role of NGOs is just to get the government needs, and also to collaborate with the government to really know that, let's say the Ministry for Research, they do not have
I cannot get you well. Speak a bit slow, ne? I cannot get you well.
I'm saying, like, for example, the government
will
not having access to come deep into the community
or
to data, but now they will leverage on the data that is provided by NGOs and then the government can leverage that. Let's say, for example, if the government wants the school to work in Okahanja Park, the most definitely thing, how do you like anything of this? Since we're working in Uganda, but can you go for us to say this?
Yeah.
So we play a very critical role, and also monitoring and evaluation. So they monitor government programs and policies, ensuring accountability and transparency, and providing feedback based on our community needs. So we also provide innovations and solutions. NGOs frequently pilot innovative solutions to develop challenges, which can scale up government agencies if proven effectively. We also relationship between NGOs and government agencies. The relationship between NGOs and government agencies can be characterized by collaboration. Many NGOs collaborate with the government agencies.
Yes, while we are there, are you sure there's a good relationship between NGOs and the government? Are you guys working together?
Yes, the relationship is there, but it's so time of like a David and a Goliath kind of collaboration.
Okay.
It's like NGOs, we are not really given that privilege. You know, if, for example, you are meeting with a certain ministry.
Yeah.
An NGO, like you are the Goliath in that kind of collaboration. It's like they tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. Instead of you really making your voices today, they even an NGO, the new policy that was released about NGO and the government and NGOs. But when you look at that policy, it's like, the government is taking big of the take. Well, while we NGOs, we are just maybe there to just warm up the chairs to be told. But the reality is there, but we are just encouraging government agencies not to really over leverage on this, but to also give us our space to participate equally and fairly.
Now, Simon, let us look at NGO before we go to how we can strengthen this relationship between NGO government and all those things. Let us look at NGOs, because the first question I have to you regarding NGOs is that, number one is, who is holding you accountable? Number two is, what is the relationship between NGOs in Namibia? Are the NGOs in Namibia working together in the first place?
Okay, I think that's a very important question. Who holds NGO accountable. I think that is now a vacuum that needs to be filled. We need to have a regulatory body, especially my recommendation would be where we could have a government agency that would be, whether a ministry or an agency in the government, that would be tasked to hold NGOs accountable. Because if the NGOs are holding government accountable, so government need to create an NGO regulatory body where that regulates the registration, the funding of NGOs, where NGOs have opened their books and all this. So that these NGOs account, so as it stands right now, NGOs can only be held accountable by their donors,
by their
executives.
Yeah.
But in terms of the government body that can hold NGOs accountable in terms of opening their book. Let's say, for example, if I get a $1 million right now from a particular organization and they don't follow up, it really dies there. But that's the guy mentioned that, but as well as the foundation, if you let them release a post that you receive a $1 million, can you please open up your book?
Yeah.
You want to release?
Yeah.
So that's, if we hold government accountable, I think government needs to retain the favor and hold that also accountable in terms of our finances, in terms of our operations, the legality that we do, and all this. In terms of working together, I think to everyone that is running an NGO, we have a lot to do in Namibia. We want to be under the spotlight, David. I have to put it in that way.
Yes, I like also the way NGOs are operating, and I've been a little bit in that space also, not as an operator within, but also employed by one of the NGOs. But there's one thing which I want to ask, to say, what is the relationship between NGOs in Namibia? Are the NGOs, particularly those who are working in the same field, are you guys collaborating? Are you working together, or you are competing?
We are competing. There is more competition among NGOs than MTC and Telecom.
So say that again.
There's more competition among NGOs than MTC and Telecom. MTC and Telecom, they even work more together than NGOs.
Okay.
Because we want to be under the spotlight. Like, for example, when you go to Havana, there was a situation where there are soup kitchens that are close to each other. So each and every soup kitchen is part of their children that eat there. Now, when the food of soup kitchen A ran out and these kids want to come into soup kitchen B, now the soup kitchen owner said, you are not my sheep. You're coming to finish food for my sheep. And they said, no, since that soup kitchen A has run out of food, let me accommodate these kids. But those kids were sent away because they don't belong to soup kitchen.
Oh, actually, it's very competitive in the sector, in the NGO platform.
NGO sector is very competitive. Everybody wants to be seen. It's like when you see David with the governor as a director of the NGO, you feel like a bit jealous. So my advice is, like, we must not be jealous of each other's NGOs. We must be inspired and let our inspiration create avenues for collaboration.
Okay, I want you to tell us from your personal experience, because you are one of, to me, you are one of a bit active NGOs, particularly operated by youth. What are some of the challenges that you faced from other NGOs?
Okay.
And how did you deal with them?
Okay. For example, it's competition.
Yeah.
When you want to request for collaboration, they look at it if you want to compete.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you correct an angel and say this particular thing is not done, and then that we were in collaboration with a certain organization,
yeah.
and then when the presidential elections came in National Assembly, that NGO went to endorse a presidential candidate of a particular party. Now we went there to say, guys, we are in a collaboration. Now tell me, it's an NGO which you have your mandate says you are apolitical. Now you are going to endorse a presidential candidate of a political party. Now what does that infringe on us?
Mm-hmm.
What does it say to the members that you guys have? If the Hadula Charity Foundation stand up today and say, I'm endorsing David Shombe as my presidential candidate, now what happens to my regional coordinator in Karas region that might not support David Shombe's presidency? And then later it became a fight. So it's like when we get each other as NGOs, so we get angry and this, but instead of saying, let's step back and why am I being advised? And the problem also, like, we don't operate on our core values and our standards. We mostly cooperate on what is working on that day. So even if you are a Christian organization and you get a $10 million to to promote LGBTQ rights, you're going to promote this. Now, when another, when someone comes and say, you cannot do that, you'll be like, no, so it's fine, we cannot work together. So it's like everybody wants to be in the spotlight.
Okay. Yes. Apart from now challenges, before we go to how we can promote good relationship between NGOs and also other institutions, maybe let us look at this one thing that a lot of public also wanted to know, particularly on driving the agenda of the donor. Because one thing, NGOs are there to drive developmental agenda. Either where you are doing, some people are in hygiene, some people are in mental health, some people are in various sectors. However, there's a saying to say, who feed you, control you. Have you find yourself in a position where somebody assisted your institution and wanted you to do something which is out of line with what your mandates are?
No, thank you for the question. There was a particular time whereby it was a certain organization that wanted to assist us.
Yeah.
Then they said, like, we need to so far champion the LGBTQ rights and something like that. But then for me, it was like, if it's a lot of money, I wanted to really give us. But for me, I was like, on what basis? Because if you tell me I must promote the rights of an LGBTQ as a human being, as a human right, I don't have a problem. They need to be respected. They need to be loved. They need to go to school. Their lives need to be protected. But if I have to overcompromise the image of Namibia for that, I'm not gonna do it, because at the end of the day, we accommodate these people, but and then our organization talked about it, like, yes, we have this challenge here. What are we going to do? Because later, I'm not just promoting LGBTQ rights, but I'm infringing on the Christian values that Namibia have, on our constitutions, because we do not really have this. But now, when other people had, like, but why are you guys sending away such a huge amount of money? Because now, you look at the sustainability. Let's say if I have to take money to promote a certain project, what about the sustainability of that project? What are the consequences? What are the legal implications? Mm-hmm. Are we ready? If the people pull out their funds, are we ready for the chaos that are going to be created? Because there's so many out there, when they see money, they just run. But before you accept that, ask yourself, if I accept this type of funding, and if these people pull out, this agenda that they are trying to push, what does it with the legal framework of my country?
Because a lot of people they question various intentions, and also they look at are the NGOs operating based on the current Namibian needs or pushing somebody's agenda? But that's a discussion for another day. Let us look at the future. Now, how can we promote a very good relationship between local NGOs, international NGOs, and government to make sure that we drive the national agenda? Because now we have a lot of NGOs in Namibia. Some of them, they have been getting a lot of money. But when you look at priorities, we still have the highest youth unemployment in Sandek region. We are still lacking in terms of a lot of things. Apart from youth unemployment, the economic inequality is still there. And there's a lot of things. And most of the international reports, apart from freedom of press, we are still behind. Now, the question is now, how can we promote good relationship between NGOs, government, ordinary citizens, external donors, and drive the national interest or drive the developmental agenda of the country?
Okay. No, thank you very much for the question. I think the lack of relationship that we've been in for the past, it's like we have been polishing one side of Namibia over and over again, leaving the other side of Namibia still unpolished and dead.
Yeah.
What we duplicate too much. We rather do what is simple and achievable at that time. But being an implementer or a change maker, you don't give pay because a pay is $8. Is it really solving the problem of the community?
Yeah.
So there are some people who are going there giving pets to people in a particular, or opening up a soup kitchen. Did we really do a research? Is the soup kitchen what is needed? Or do these people really need, like when you look at Namibia, some people, they don't need charity, they need encouragement to stand up to get that for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all. And then what we need for it, we need a type of a government and NGO regulatory body, which is going to be served by 50% government and 50% NGO. So this type of regulatory body is now going to have government organizations and top NGO officials, which are going to now regulate the relationships of NGOs, and we also need to have like a listing of NGOs in terms of the government opening up a portal for all NGOs. When were you registered? What do you focus on? And this type of legalism now, it so far categorizes all NGOs that are in the same sector. Like after you, let's say if you do soup kitchen, yeah, when you list on that list, you automatically go to the category of soup kitchen, so that at least when someone wants to search an NGO that does a soup kitchen, maybe they have a right to donate, they will not have to go and write posters. They just go on that portal and say, looking for soup kitchens. Or they pop up the regions, the towns, where yeah, they are, them and everything. So if somebody wants to donate, whatever, they can go there. Now the government and the NGOs, they must now make sure that if someone gets funding, we have to regulate them and say what projects must they run and what must they done, and they must all report back to that part regulatory board. And also, you need to really see, before NGOs do a project, they must first do a reasonable research that must be approved by that type of body before they do it. Because sometimes we are not researching the problem. We just open up solutions. We are just doing problems. So what we need to do now, that regulatory board, the standard of running an NGO in an area before it can be approved. You need to go to the leadership. You need to do the research. You need to really get accreditation, maybe from the councillor, to really tell you that this kitchen that you want to run, is it really viable? How many people have been running soup kitchen, or this pet that you want to donate? Are you nursing the symptoms, or are you nursing the problem that people are facing in the community?
Yes. Simon and Dola, maybe your words, particularly to those who are interested in either forming an NGO or maybe jumping into one, or maybe I have a very good community development at heart, maybe I want to join an NGO, for example. What are your advice, particularly to those who want to start? Just advice regarding the space and how you can be impactful in that space, and maybe what you expect when you want to drive developmental agenda from the NGO perspective.
Okay, no, thank you very much. So for those that are listening and that have tuned in, I'd really like to congratulate them. And for those that want to really form NGOs, like, the climate is very tough, it's very challenging, it's very competitive. Yeah. It needs hard work, endurance, and sacrifice. So go in the space where you have the heart for the people, because you're going to fail. Trust me, you can have the idea. Sometimes the idea will be there. You want to start, but you are comparing yourself too much. But the best part is that look at the problems they're trying to solve. Is it part of the sustainable development goals? Is it a need or necessary? It's not a publicity campaign. I know some people, when they donate bread and take pictures, they feel very happy. But
okay,
you need to make sure that problem, like if you go into Topia Sainyoko and you are making a project there, it must be viable. Don't just give bread because you want to grow, you want to know. And then have that heart of the people. That you are really for the heart. We've seen so many people, they form NGOs, they get their way into parliament, national assembly, it dies. So we must not use NGOs as leaders for national development, or when we want to, as leaders to go into parliament, or leaders to go into the National Youth Council. I've seen this as many people. Let us form NGOs
for
the best interest of forming them. Let us not use public to grow our image while the public are dying. People are giving you just buy 20 pets, you take pictures, you get a whole report. So if you really want to enter this space, enter integrity, enter it with love, and that is honesty, and don't lie. If you are passionate about doing something, do it.
Okay.
Don't go to lie to them about things that you cannot do.
Yes, Simon and Dora, thank you very much for joining us this evening, and we really appreciate your input to this conversation.
No, thank you very much, David. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Sharp, sharp.
Yeah. Dear listeners, it's exactly 50 minutes past 1800 hours. We are continuing with business and economic segment. Today we are looking at the contribution of NGOs, non-governmental organizations, some call them civil society organizations, to the national development. And we were in a conversation with one of NGOs founder and operator in Namibia. And he mentioned a lot of things, but what I should quote is that it's very competitive at non-governmental organizations. There are a lot of things which need to be done, particularly when it comes to the aim of NGOs and what they can contribute. And he indicated that
Yes, good evening.
Yes, good evening, sir.
Yes, evening, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm well. You are on air?
Yes, I'm asking about the Eagle FM at the north.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Onuno.
Onuno, do you have a smartphone?
Yes, I have a smartphone.
We are moving to an app. We have Eagle FM app. You can use it anywhere in the world if you have an Eagle FM app. It's an app that you can download into your phone, just like you are downloading WhatsApp.
Oh, that one I have it, but I don't have internet now.
Oh. Mm. Oh, okay. I think if, though we are always advising people to say if the frequency is not reaching you, it's always important to use an app. So you are at Onuno.
Yes, but the frequency was here.
Wait, when was it?
All those years, but just from last month.
From last month.
Yes, got off.
Okay. No. You can always, the good thing about the app, if you do not have internet now, by the time you have internet, you can always reach our app or our podcast, because we always make sure that we record all the program that we have on air. But yeah, then you can reach back. But if you want to participate also, you can send us a text even on Facebook. Then we read about it if you have a question. Yeah, because that is the better way to do it. But for now, if you are not being reached, I'm very sorry for that.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, but thank you very much for following.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, we are continuing with business and economic segment. As like we are always saying, get on the app, get on the plane, let's go, get on the app. The same way we have our, just by those little small data, the same way we have our WhatsApp operational 24 hours. It's the same way we can do it. Namibians, we can do it. And it's very easy to do it. It's not something which is going to cost you a lot of money. And let's do our best, at least. You know, Eagle FM is only one of the few radios with an application that you can use. And supporting local radio through an application, listening through an application, having an open archive. Because in many, and I'm saying this with much respect, many radio stations that you find, it's very difficult for you to get an archive. It's very difficult to get an archive. And what you can do with an app is that you go back to the previous program. You don't need to rush. If you have works to do, you can still come back. But download our app. Let us do it. Let's jump into the plane. The world is moving toward the world of digitalization. And we understand it's very difficult to change, but let us try our best and get into the plane, get into the app. And yeah, so we were discussing about the contribution of NGOs to national development, and we're just analyzing what Simon Adula have said, particularly when it's coming to NGO. He said it himself, it's not me. He indicated to say there was a situation where he was given a lot of money as an offer to drive a certain agenda. Then he did not do it. Then you are asking yourself to say, why do we have a lot of problems in Namibia, but somebody coming from somewhere to fund you just to divert from the problems that you are in? If I want to address unemployment, why are you coming to fund me and address something which is not in line with that? What are you doing to me? You are not on my side. And a lot of people, they did that for money. And it's not going to help us any. It's not going to help us. There's a lot of money coming into Namibia through NGOs, but are this money going to be utilized for the greater good of everybody? Are this money going to solve our problems? Or they are going into the pockets of few people? And the other thing that he also communicated is that, look, some people use NGOs as a political ladder. You go to a certain place, you do something, you show to people, but you don't have that hat. And that is very disheartening to see, and also to realize, to say, when somebody got a political position, the NGO also die a natural death because it was not intended to do what is intended to be done, particularly when it's coming to solving national issues. And an NGO is the best platform to assist the government, but you can only do that if you have a heart. And he indicated that, like any other place, and I agree with him, like any other place, life is very competitive. Wherever you find yourself, whether you are in church, there's always competition everywhere. But the very important thing that we need to do is to make sure that you must have a heart and love what you are doing. And also make sure that if you are entering NGO space with a very good heart, you are going to change a lot of lives. But if you are there to compete and do other unnecessary things for public attention, I think we are going to paint the different pictures, because it's very good to ask, to say, who is holding you accountable? That's number one. Because everybody in democracy, we don't have free agent. Whether it's a judicial system, whether it's a state, whether it's media, everybody must be. That's why it's called, it's a check and balance. Everybody must be held accountable. And that is the only way we are going to assist one another. And he advocated for NGOs to have a regulatory body, which is overseeing the activities of NGOs, and also try to assist where conflicts are, and also guide them. Yeah, because I remember it's exactly in 2023 when Namibia Financial Financial Intelligence Center gave a directive on analysis of external funders, which is very important to say, because when you get money from outside, people can use anything, even terrorism, and say, no, all the NGOs, at least, they must comply with, that standard. But you end up realizing to say, some comply, some criticize. But yeah, that is the thing. But the country cannot move forward without standing stable and functional non-governmental agencies. Because if you cannot address it via the state, if you cannot address it via private sector, you cannot address it via the media, you can always find a way to address it, because individuals, they always have, where they belong. So, dear listeners, we come to the end of our program. We come to the end of business and economic segment. We have around a few seconds before we close up. But I just want to thank you for listening, and continue listening to Eagle FM, FM programs. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. Do not forget to like and follow our page. Don't forget to download your e-paper, The Villager newspaper, which is coming out tomorrow, on Friday, every Monday and every Wednesday and Friday. And make sure that you download our app. Let's jump into the ship. Let's jump into the app. Let us download the Eagle FM app. Let us be up to date with what is happening inside and outside the country. And yeah, until next time, I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Umtumwa team.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of